Father, thank you so much for gathering us here tonight. Thank you so much for the privilege of being in a free country where we can gather and open our Bibles and not be concerned a bit about who's watching or who's looking. Lord, I pray that you'll guard that freedom for us. I pray that we'll take full advantage of it. I just pray that tonight as we get in your word, that you will just speak to our hearts and you'll just not let us miss anything that you have for us. We just love you so much and we thank you for your word, for your Holy Spirit, for salvation in Christ. And we just have so much to be thankful for. Just bless your name. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, let's read our memory verse together, and it's Exodus 15, 4 through 6. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Exodus 15, 4 through 6. And just a couple of things there. We saw in our text that we're going to discuss today that Joshua chose men to fight. Not everybody fought. There were some chosen men to fight. So it's interesting that Pharaoh's chosen officers, it did not go well for them. So who we fight for matters. You do not want to be on the losing team. And the other thing where it says they went down into the depths like a stone, I'm going to, in our time together right now, just kind of highlight from our passage where Moses, before they held up his hands, they sat him on the stone. And we talked about that a little bit last week, that stone representing Christ. We want to be sure that we're seated on the stone, abiding in Christ, pointing each other to the Lord above all else. That's the best thing we can do for each other. But I think it's interesting, you either abide in Christ, you either come to the stone for salvation, or you're going to sink like one. So we want to be sure that we are coming to him, the one who has all the victory. Okay, and then our study theme is God doesn't rescue us just to get us out of a bad situation. He rescues us for intimacy with him. And that's our focus. And our focus verse to help us remember that is Exodus 25:8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst. So we just never want to tire of the wonder that we feel that God would want to be with us. It's just amazing. So he made a way. So what I'm going to do tonight is really, the message is so simple. If you've been with me for a while, you've seen this picture, and you'll probably see it in the future too. I love this picture. This little seal, he's just so ripped. The Sydney Zoo when we were in Australia, and this little seal, he's just so rested and happy and content, and he's on the rock. And I just think it's such a picture of how we should be, knowing that we're on the rock, we Christ as our rock. So with Amalek coming in to fight Israel, and, you know, the enemy's always wanting to pick a fight. The enemy's always fighting, and so we want to stay in the armor of the Lord. We want to allow the Lord to fight our battles so we remain in victory. For some reason, Psalm 27 just really reminded me of some of the points that we're going to look at in our text today. So I'm really, for the most part, just going to read Psalm 27 as our message, and I may comment on a couple of things, but you're welcome to turn there with me if you want or just listen, but let's go ahead and dive into Psalm 27, and I've titled this High Upon a Rock. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And that's why it's important that we meditate on these truths. Honestly, I had a tough day today, but when I pulled out the lesson and went over the scriptures to prepare, it's amazing what God's word will do. You know, it gets us in our right mind, and we remember who the victor is. So with the Lord on our side, why would we fear? Verse 2, when evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. So when Amalek came in against Israel, it was going to be the Amalek that would stumble and fall because they came up against Yahweh. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. And we know our confidence is not in us. Our confidence is in the Lord. That's why we can be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So we see that as we focus on intimacy, that should be our favorite thing, just being with him, knowing that we can walk with him and enjoying his beauty. Verse 5, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And that just made me think of them putting Moses on that rock so they could keep his hands lifted up for victory. And I thought, isn't it interesting? They sat him on the rock. They put a rock under him. Moses had to go down to get on the rock. So what a picture of humility. It's in kneeling. It's in our humbling our hearts that we find the victory in Christ. He lifts us up. And then verse 6, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. And we do know the Lord makes us wiser than our enemies. And I just love this picture. Now, when we're on the rock, our heads are lifted above, so we can kind of, it's like we have a better perspective. We can see things that others can't see. And I know even in my own, the hard part of my journey when I didn't know which end was up and what was true and what wasn't, it's amazing to me looking back what the Lord showed me that I couldn't have known before. Like, he will show us things. If we'll walk with him and trust him and say, God, I don't have a clue. I don't know what to do next, but you do. Then he can show us things and give us a perspective and visuals that'll help us remain in victory. And the Holy Spirit does that for us. Okay, verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. And you see the desperation there that honestly, yes, we want victory, and yes, we want the enemy slaughtered, and yes, we want all these things, but ultimately we want him. So what we're saying is, it's you I want. It's you. I'm desperate for you. Verse 10, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. And so even, you know, people are going to let us down, even not meaning to. You know, you could call me and ask me to run an errand for you, and my car won't start. Well, that's not intentionally letting you down, but that's letting you down. You know, we're human. Everything doesn't go perfectly for us, but it's the Lord alone who will never let us down. And even, I love that he uses father and mother, because you would expect father and mother to be the most tender and the most caring, and in a healthy family, they are. But there are a lot of unhealthy families out there. A lot of people experience a father and a mother who were not all they should have been for them. But it's the Lord. It's the Lord who watches over us and helps us. Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. So we see with Israel, this is not going to be the last time they're going to have war. They are going in to drive the enemy out. And honestly, that's what we've been called to. It's a spiritual war, but we've been called to take territory from the enemy, not just batten down the hatches and stay in our holes and try and not, you know, hope it doesn't get any worse. We've been called to move forward in truth, in kindness, in love, in peace, in joy, to bring that and drive the enemy out and take more territory. Verse 12, give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. So we want to be ready for anything, and don't think the enemy would hold back on spreading lies about a believer. And so we can trust the Lord that he can guard us and help us even with that. Verse 13, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord, which I think is interesting because if we get there, part 3 of Exodus is Lord willing, going to be on waiting on the Lord. So we have hope in Him, we trust in Him, and we wait for Him. So with the make sure I don't have any more notes. With our kind of focus on our rock, Christ as our rock, this song, it's by Bree Babineau, and it's called He's My Rock. So we'll just worship with that, and then if you feel led to pray after, we will do that.